Forgive me, I didn't know that I was supposed to do the cap and gown thing, so I just decided to dress like an old judge from American Idol. Oh, graduates, it pleases my heart to be here and sing your praises for having matriculated through the hallowed halls of academia. Why, you are our future. You're our... Aren't you tired of that? School was so last week, right? Yes, it's time for sleeping in late and watching mind-numbing cartoons and eating unhealthy food that's going to make you less in shape than your buffed parents and things of that nature. But let me say, still, I am here to congratulate you, not just for your academic year, but your spiritual walk year. Because as you may or may not know, you attend two schools. One is for 9 months, and the other is all year round. Okay? Educating the mind without educating the heart is no education at all, says Plato. And for that, we look back on this school year and we congratulate you, because the demands of being successful in school can pull a lot of time and energy away from your spiritual walk. So, I'm going to congratulate you in two particular facets. One is called the newness, and the other one is called the grind. Now, the newness is the beginning of the school year where you got used to new environments and new philosophies and new people, and being on the spiritual walk that you're in, that is quite challenging these days. We live in a time where there's people trying to get under God taken out of the Pledge of Allegiance. So, you could be in a classroom and, you know, from middle school and up, you're dealing with kids who want to get a good understanding of their identity. Sure, they've been told from their parents what they're supposed to think, what they're supposed to be like, but they want to make sure it's really them. So they try a couple of things on, a couple of ideas, new fashions, new music, new circle of friends. So you'll be in class and Susie to the left is now an atheist, which means she believes there's no God at all, which means that she feels that the earth and the animals and us and the perfect living conditions and everything is just an accident. Then you have Philip sitting behind you, who is an agnostic this year, which means he feels that there's no real proof of a higher being. Not saying that there is a higher being, but there is no real proof that there is one. So you can find yourself in a lot of discussions where you feel completely out of place. But I have to say that you should stick to your guns, because little do you know, your testimony could be the one thing to help the person sitting next to you back on their spiritual walk. That's very, very important. And it goes all the way up into, I would say, college even. I remember when I first started at FAMU, I was finally away from my parents. Oh, I could do what I want. I can be what I want. Oh. I found me a bunch of guys. You know, we seemed to, you know, be able to deal with each other well enough. And we would all meet up in the cafeteria. And I had about 3 weeks of watching them, and I noticed none of them prayed before they ate. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm sure I got some spiritual credit in the bank. God knows my heart. But eventually it just started bothering me, like, you know, something bad's going to happen to me if I don't do something. So I would be at the table or whatever, and everybody be around. We have our food and everything, and I try to find some kind of way to divert tension away from me so I could do what I had to do, you know. Amen. Yeah, you did your homework for class? Yeah? Oh. Man, look at that girl. She is fine. Heavenly Father, we thank you for thank you, Jesus. Hobbs, why are you always yawning before you eat, man? It happens. It happens. In fact, I would even say that it happens for our college graduates. You'll be in situations, especially in academia. Both my wife and I, we deal with a lot of people who are surrounded with their thoughts all the time. It's very easy to be stuck in books all the time. My grandmom said, having book smarts and no other smarts is no kind of smarts at all. So you'll have people who have no idea of a spiritual walk, and you'll possibly be in the break room eating, and gosh, you say something about your faith, or you pray over your food, and they will make you feel like some kind of freak that's supposed to be in a zoo. We have a sighting, a rare sighting of a Dudus Africanus in his natural habitat, praying over his food. It's a time-honored ritual that goes back hundreds of years. Incredible, incredible. It happens. It happens. Now, when it comes down to the little ones in regards to all of that, granted, you cannot interrogate every little person out in recess to see if they're a Christian as far as whether or not they're going to be on your kickball team. But just stick with people who have traits or values or characteristics that you think a Christian should have. Are they forgiving? Are they nice? Are they respectable? Just roll with that. That's good enough for now. Okay. Now, this is very important because as Colossians 2 verse 8 says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. A man can create anything unto himself if he is left only to himself. Stay connected. Now, of course, this is very important to the parents, the Amen Corner, because, of course, we are to train a child in the way he should go so that when he's older, he does not depart. But that's for a later time. Now, to the final one, the grind. Grind, the grind. I call the grind being everywhere for anything except for the one who is everything. I'll say that again. The grind is to be everywhere for anything except for the one who is everything. There is a psychologist by the name of Brené Brown, and she says, we are in a time now where exhaustion is now a status symbol, that productivity is a sign of self-worth. Granted, I'm not one for being lazy at all, but I do recognize that, you know, my wife and I kind of push it on the activity level. Both she and I are authors. Both she and I teach at Florida Memorial University. And a student came up to me, a Caribbean student. And let me make this clear. The Caribbean students at Florida Memorial outperformed the African Americans across the board. They handled their business. They handled their business. So it amazed me when this Caribbean student came to me and said, Dr. Hobbs, I want to applaud you with everything you and your wife doing. You know, with the book reading and the schooling and the filmmaking and all. But if I see your face on my Facebook screen one more time for another event, one more email, sit down and rest your nerves, no? Do you know how hard an African-American has to work for a Caribbean to tell them to sit down? So what that means is, avoid overscheduling. Although the Lord won't give you more than you can handle, what you take on by yourself is a whole nother story. Okay? Stake out time to pray, reflect, and guard it as intensely as you do your time to sleep. Okay? Every single club or organization in school is not worth your time. And then along those lines, I would have to say, there was a sermon not too long ago about you checking your attentions for everything that you take on anyway. If your heart is not in it, then Jesse Jacksonism, you're destined not to win it. I know. Pray for me. So, now, this goes along for the little ones. Seek out quiet time in the mornings before becoming overstimulated with cartoon reruns and video games. Hi, Mary. Okay. When you wake up in the morning, that quiet time where you can just hear yourself breathe and there aren't too many cars going up and down the road. Gratitude. A lot of people didn't wake up. So, thank you. Now, that doesn't mean you have sleepy. Thank you. No, you are completely conscious. Matter of fact, sit up in the bed. Whew, I was able to sit up today. Thank you. Do not take this breath, this moment for granted. That can keep you from overscheduling yourself because a lot of people are telling you. Some folks I know, they don't know what day it is. And I should know. There have been moments where my wife and I, it was the weekend, but we didn't know it. Is it Saturday? Yeah. I can't tell. Whew, me neither. Psalm 127 says, if the Lord does not build a house, and those who build it work in vain. If the Lord does not guard a city, then the watchman stands guard in vain. So pick what you do carefully, and if you're going to do it, put your heart into it. Now, wow, that rhymed. That was deep. Overall, I would say for our young adults, as far as to help you continue your spiritual walk, of course, remain active in church. Community service. I would also say that in order to possibly let your testimony help other people that aren't around you, consider new avenues, consider new ways to reach out, possibly some sort of ministry through social network. You know, most of you all know that area a lot better than your parents. We need something to offset World Star Hip Hop. Amen. Okay. All right. Yes. Consider community service that most likely will go along with the career that you're thinking of as well, because that's something that can grow along with you. And I would go so far as to say it would be something that you'd be passionate about at the same time. Okay, little ones, I would just say give your all in Bible school. Don't just come here for the sweets. I know what you're talking about. Calories alone will not get you into heaven. We got a couple of people that can attest to that, a little bit older, but we'll get into that later. Okay. All right. When you get into the car, please review what you learned in Bible school with your parents so you can really bring it and imbibe it into your everyday walk. And with that, I say thank you, and I hope to see you this time next year.
Divine for your time. There's a million things. There's always something else that you could be doing right now. Always. And I tell you something. If you're not careful, Sunday rolls around, and the things that are important are left for, I will do it this coming week. I was in Costa Rica 2 years ago, and I saw this sign. We're driving by, we're staying at this hotel, and we're driving by every day. There's a restaurant right outside the hotel, outside of the property. And there's a sign on the restaurant that says, free beer tomorrow. Free beer tomorrow. Every day we get up, we see the sign, free beer tomorrow. So you ask about it, they say, it's true, free beer tomorrow. Folks, tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow is always tomorrow. What really is important is what you do right here, right now, today. As Dr. Hobbs says, every morning when you wake up, take time to pause. Even if it's for 5 minutes, to pause. Even if it's just to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'd encourage you to take it a little bit further. That in your thanks to the Lord, and I'm looking at them, but I'm looking at the church. In your thanks to the Lord, you say, like with the words of that song, thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me. How I thank you. Jesus, I thank you. Gratefully, I thank you. You can only do that this morning, graduates, if you have experienced a personal relationship with Christ. And if you have not experienced a personal relationship with Christ, you're missing out. See, each one of us is born with a God-sized void in our hearts that we can't fill it with music, we can't fill it with calories, we can't fill it with I'll pretty it up, that cute girl or that really buff dude can't be filled only through a personal relationship with Christ. It goes the same for this church this morning, as I invite the praise team to come up. And I'll just ask them to sing. Well, I'll let Ingrid choose what she wants to sing. But I'll tell you this morning, that if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, bodily exercise profit nothing, education profit it nothing. What you do today has eternal implications. If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I'm going to ask that you join with me right now. Let's just close our eyes and bow our heads as we thank the Lord for this time. And as I pray, I'm going to pray a prayer of salvation. And if you've never come to that personal relationship with Christ, I want you, where you are, to pray this prayer with me. And the Bible says that, God's word, the Bible says that, hey, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And just like this, bam, you're saved. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for each and every person gathered here today. The cool thing about you is that I know nothing happens by sheer coincidence. Everything is by some divine appointment. And so, Lord, for every person sitting in this room today, it was by a divine appointment that you had them here. Lord, to hear, celebrate with the graduates and to hear the words that you laid on Dr. Hobbs's heart. And Lord, the words that you've laid on my heart, which is to lead people who have not known you, have never made this profession of faith, to say this prayer right now. Heavenly Father, I realize that I cannot do this life on my own. I certainly do not qualify to be in the next life with you. Because your word says only righteous people get to be the righteous God. Your word also says that the moment we've committed any one sin, we're no longer righteous. But Lord, I believe your word when it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, should not die, but have everlasting life. Lord, and it goes on to tell us, Lord, that you, Lord, if we pray this prayer, asking you to come into our lives, that we will be saved.
So Lord, I ask that you just come into my life right now and make me, big church word, justified, which means just as if I had never sinned. Hallelujah. Lord, I can stand here right now, having said this prayer, justified. Doesn't matter how I feel, because faith is on the knowledge. Faith is on the side of truth. Faith is not based on feelings. So Lord, I can stand here justified and saved. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, thank you for all that we have done.